Commonwealth Auditor has uncovered serious deficiencies in the way the Department of Environment monitors national environmental law. The Australian National Audit Office found the department had limited awareness of many actions being undertaken within major projects. With further job losses slated within the department, environmentalists fear the problems will only get worse. The ABC's environment reporter Jake Sturmer has this report.
It's a scathing assessment of the Department of Environment's handling of national environmental law. The Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act is the main piece of legislation protecting Australia's environment. It forces anyone who wants to develop in areas of national environmental significance to get federal government approval, usually with conditions. The Department of Environment is supposed to monitor them, but the Australian National Audit Office has found that's not happening often enough. It found many cases where staff had failed to notice conditions had been breached, and even when they did, staff did nothing about it. A former environmental lawyer herself, Greens Senator Larissa Waters, is unimpressed.
It's found that there's basically a chronic undercompliance with environmental approvals. Now that's of huge concern because the government always approves everything, but then tries to reassure people saying that, oh, it's fine, conditions will fix it. Well, this report finds that nobody's monitoring compliance with those conditions.
In a statement, the government said there were lessons to be learned and the numbers of compliance officers had tripled. That's from 10 in 2011 to around 30 currently, with the job of monitoring hundreds of projects around the country. The audit found that the increasing workload on staff meant the department was forced to adopt a generally passive approach to monitoring compliance with most approval conditions. And according to budget statements, job losses are on the cards across the entire department.
Look, a close examination of the figures in the budget that the department themselves told us in estimates shows that there's more than 450 redundancies planned from the department this financial year and next, and that the government is cutting 129 staff from the division that includes compliance.
It's not clear how many of the jobs to go will be compliance officers. The department didn't respond to the ABC's questions, but it told the National Audit Office that
the department acknowledges that there have been shortcomings in past compliance monitoring of environmental conditions. It has initiated a broad program of work to address the shortcomings.
Environmentalists have flagged serious concerns about the expansion of a coal terminal in northern Queensland and the associated dredging of 3 million cubic metres of sand and silt. The proponents want to dump it in the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park area, 20 kilometres from the reef itself. The Environment Minister Greg Hunt, who declined to be interviewed, said late last year there were some of the strictest conditions ever placed on a project. But the Greens say the audit has raised concerns as to whether the department can adequately police the conditions. University of Melbourne Professor Lee Godden teaches environmental law and has been watching the department's compliance monitoring for years.
Does this come as a surprise to you?
There are ongoing and acknowledged problems in relation to enforcement and monitoring, and so this is not particularly surprising, and it's a feature of environmental laws in many countries across the world, but that means we need to be very vigilant in respect of monitoring and compliance.
Why is it such a difficult thing?
In part, it's a resource issue, and in part, it goes to the inadequate attention in designing the environmental laws to be adequately monitored.
There are changes to those environmental laws underway right now. The government is in the middle of giving states the power to approve major projects with the goal of making the process simpler for businesses.
In some instances, the move to a one-stop shop might have some advantages in efficiency, but overall I think that there is a separate and independent role required for the Commonwealth, particularly in relation to giving effect to international obligations. But I also think that the Commonwealth at a national level has a role in providing leadership in relation to situations, for example, where a state might be a proponent of a particular project.
Environmentalists say the audit shows the federal government is in no place to hand over its power to the states.
Jake Sturmer with that report.